Welcome back to Medicine Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, new poll out, public approval of the Supreme Court is now dropped to 38%. A year ago, it was 60%. Even though it was a right-wing court, a year ago, it was 60%. Now it's 38. It's dropped 22 points in 1 year. It's dropped 22 points for a lot of reasons, not just the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but the fact that they consistently are ruling as a partisan court to benefit one party, the Republican Party. Now let's unpack this a little bit. One of the most ominous things that they have in mind is that they are agreeing to hear a North Carolina case. We discussed it a little yesterday, but I want to expand on something, probably in October. And let me tell you what it takes in the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a case. There's nine justices. Four justices can agree to that the court will hear a case. It doesn't take a majority. And it's called, it's a fancy legal term called a petition for writ of certiorari. It's an old Latin word. It means to make more certain. In other words, to clarify the law. Four of them can say, we're going to hear it. What that means is at least four of them would go the way that I think they're going to go, which is to overturn a prior decision and say that the state legislatures have some sort of sacrosanct status in the Constitution, can do anything they want in elections in their states. They can't be second-guessed or vetoed by their governor. They can't be overturned by their own state Supreme Court. Do whatever they want. They don't have to have elections. They can just appoint electors in the legislature and so forth. Now, that is not constitutional. More fundamentally, there's nothing in the Constitution that lets the Supreme Court overturn anything. Anything. 200 years ago, in a case, Marbury versus Madison, they just said, we have the power. And nobody said anything about it. The country was very young. It was 200 years ago. And it was a case involving corporate status. Nobody paid attention to it. Then they lay in the weeds for a couple of decades. But then they surface with cases like Dred Scott, the Dred Scott decision. You heard about that, where they ruled, they overturned everything, and they said that if you're an African-American person, this is 1859, before the Civil War, you were not a free American citizen no matter what. Dred Scott had escaped and gotten away into a free country or a free state, and then he got kidnapped. Well, people weren't going to put up with that, and the Dred Scott decision was one of the things, not the only thing, that was the spark that set off the Civil War. But throughout the rest of our history, they've continued to do it. When Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, there's a Republican Supreme Court like now. They said that the New Deal was unconstitutional. The New Deal. The New Deal that led to Social Security, led to child labor laws, you know, led to labor unions, all unconstitutional because they said so. The way Roosevelt handled that, and he had a couple of things on his side, he said, okay, I'm going to appoint five more justices right now, and then we'll overturn you. And then they chickened out. But that was because Roosevelt had a majority in the Senate, and popular opinion was with him. Right now, our majority in the Senate of 50 depends on Manchin and Sinema. So it's a fake majority. And right now, the average person in this country is split. Our country is split. We're not unified, like during the Depression and the Second World War. We're not unified, and I can tell you that there is nobody probably in the state of Wisconsin who is thinking about the North Carolina case in October in the Supreme Court, except me and you. It's not on everybody's radar. It won't get on their radar until they find out they can't vote for president. Because these are gerrymandered Republican legislatures. And it'll happen in Wisconsin. Already, Michaels and Clayfish have said this should be decided in the legislature. They both said it. And right now, I think Evers is going to win, but nothing is certain in this world. Then they're going to sit back, and what's going to happen when you can't vote for president? Well, the people, the Republican gerrymandered legislature, will put in a Republican electors. They'll put in Trump or DeSantis. So half the state will say, that's fine. Then the other half of the state, which is us, will say, no, we're the patriots. We're the Americans. We're the people who stand up to communism and fascism and organized crime. There's only a few left in the Republican Party, Cheney and Kinzinger. So public approval of the Supreme Court has fallen to 38%. If this unravels sometime over the next 25 or 50 years, you'll see an upheaval. I hope you don't see violence, but I won't be around for it. And I want some relief right now. I want relief right now. I want some honesty right now. And if you think that, let me tell you, you think this is only happening in the United States and Brazil. They have a guy named Bolsonaro. He's getting killed in the polls. He's the president. He's bad news. He himself is a fascist, Trump supporter. He is now saying the upcoming election is rigged, and he's the president. He's preemptively saying it. He brought in, 75 days away, 2.5 months, he brought in diplomats from all the embassies down there to tell them that, A, it's rigged. He's not going to go out of office. And he will involve the military to stay. He's already telegraphed it. He's already signaled it, that there will be a coup down there. And he said it right now. And that's what Trump has said. And that's what a handful of fascists in the Republican Party have said. But what Kevin McCarthy's majority in the caucus, he has a caucus of about, what, 205 people or something? And 140 or 50 of them voted not to certify Joe Biden. It's going on right here. Take a look in the upcoming months what happened in Brazil. He's already announced I'm involving the military. It's rigged without any evidence because it's not. And this fascist, this demagogue will stay in power. And it's going to take force down there to get him out. And that's wrong. Going to a break. The lines are open. I know you just came on the line. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789.